One of the states most certainly hit hardest by the economic downturn has been Nevada, where problems with unemployment and home foreclosures have gone through the roof. No doubt that means the economy will be issue number one as Republicans match up for their caucuses tomorrow. Joining us live, Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and the host of Face the Nation. 4 years ago, Bob, this was pretty good for Mitt Romney.
Yeah, I think Romney has, I think Romney is going to win Nevada. I mean, you have a large Mormon population. I think all of the issues out there sort of play to him. And he's got the endorsement of Donald Trump now. So, but this is a caucus state. This is not.
You sound like that doesn't mean anything, right?
No. I mean, I think Donald Trump, I had a very fascinating interview with him last Sunday on Face the Nation. You know, he was very serious about all this. He said he might endorse someone. And if the person he endorsed didn't get the nomination, then he said he might be forced to run himself as an independent. So, but, you know, Mitt Romney, I thought one of the better lines of the campaign was when they had the little endorsement ceremony out there in Las Vegas yesterday. Romney got up and said, you know, there are some things that you just can't imagine whatever happened to you. And then he introduced Donald Trump. And I think that was the kind of the spirit of this. I don't think endorsements amount to all that much, quite frankly. I mean, Nikki Haley endorsed Mitt Romney down there in South Carolina, and look what happened there. Herman Cain endorsed Newt Gingrich in Florida. Look what happened there. But, you know, it makes a nice story for the day. But
one thing the Trump endorsement does tell us is that Trump himself will not run.
Well, at least if I guess if Newt Gingrich now goes on to get the nomination, then I guess Trump will think about running. But I guess that clears that up for a while. So, but I think Nevada is pretty much set up for Romney to win. But the thing is that Newt Gingrich is not going anywhere for a while. He's made that clear. I think as long as this divide remains within the party, I think Gingrich is going to hang around and try to pick up some delegates. He's hoping it'll go all the way to the convention. We'll see. But that's his hope.
Well, you'll have results when we watch on Face the Nation Sunday.
Yep, we will. And I hope we're going to have Gingrich with us. And we will also have Rudy Giuliani and get his take on where all this is going. We keep asking Governor Romney every week, and one of these weeks maybe he'll be around to talk to us. We'll see.
Excellent. Thanks, Bob. Good to talk to you. Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and host of Face the Nation.